don't yeah. have
to. Don't have to be involved.
Get involved in this shit. We can fucking sit one out, guys.
No, bro. No.
Oh, you know what's even better? Fuck sitting it out. We'll just fund both sides of the war.
Yeah.
We'll continue to buy oil from Russia, and then we'll send Ukraine billions of dollars in weapons.
I don't get how gas is so much more expensive if we're buying the oil still. Can someone help me out?
They just still want to blame Ukraine and Russia and all this other shit. It's been going up.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, no, I know that. But
inflation was at 7.5% before this fucking war started.
That's all. So didn't Biden just say,
how do we get to the place where we let Putin drive our gas prices up? What did he say?
It was something like that.
What do you mean, how did we get here? You got us here.
And then Jen Psaki said, gas prices are going up because of the situation in Ukraine. And it's like, okay, well, what about before that?
Exactly.
The fuck was going on?
2020, it was like $1.70. You know? I'd fill up my truck, three-quarter ton pickup for like under $60. Mm-hmm. I just filled it up the other day, and it was 94.
Yeah. I got $20 the other day just because I was like, I got $20. I'll just get $20 in. It's like 6 gallons.
Yeah,
it's like,
nothing for it.
Does golly. That's all I get is 6 gallons? Shit.
Yeah, I can't
It's funny to me, man. Like, this whole thing is just...
Yeah, I'm just not... Again, I'm not understanding how we're continuing to buy Russia's oil.
But yet...
We have to. Otherwise, we're not going to have any.
Well,
we
but gas prices are going up.
Start drilling. I mean, open the pipeline.
I think we have the reserves here.
Absolutely, we do. 100%.
So why don't we just become...
Because it's the same thing that's going on in fucking Germany. Germany has their own natural gas, too, but all the fucking environmentalist assholes and all the lefties over there shut that shit down, just like they're doing here. But who doesn't shut it down? Russia. Like, it's so stupid. We need fossil fuels, and everybody knows we need fossil fuels. We can't just get rid of that shit overnight. Like, we have enough reserves here to, by the time we run out of fucking oil, we'll have figured something else out. We're already getting there.
Yeah.
Even so what the hell are we doing?
Elon just tweeted about how we need to stop focusing on green energy right now.
Yeah, that we need to be energy independent was his main.
Yeah, he said
main thing.
Don't worry about electric cars and stuff right now. We need to get energy independent
because he realizes not there yet. Yeah. We can't store, like, you know, take solar energy, right? That's one that people always like to throw out there. Solar energy is great if you have the ability to store that energy for a longer amount of time than what you're using.
Right.
So, I mean, I know Elon is working on that kind of shit, but we're just not there yet.
Yeah. And by the time we run out of fossil fuels, we'll probably be there.
Yeah.
And it just irritates me because Germany is also shutting down all... They have 6 nuclear power plants in Germany. They've shut down 3 already.
Mm-hmm.
And now they're shutting down the other 3, but they're going to continue to buy fossil fuels from Russia. And I could be way wrong on this, but I thought that nuclear energy was more efficient than fossil fuels.
It is.
It is.
It's cleaner too, isn't it?
Yeah.
So what the hell are we doing?
Well, everyone freaks out because of the past Chernobyl meltdowns. Yeah.
Chernobyl and Fukushima. Island. But really, they're not. Those were all kind of freak accidents, like especially Fukushima.
And meltdown sequences are different now.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's much more stable now, right?
Yeah.
So, but again, you can't even enter a conversation. It's like telling someone you're a Trump supporter, or they just immediately shut you out.
Right.
But I think they can, can't they make it smaller too? They make nuclear, everything's a lot smaller now.
Probably.
Like they're not as big from what I've read. But yeah.
Why do the logical thing?
Yeah.
When we can just do the really dumb thing.
The dumb thing pays the money. Man.
Yeah.
It's super frustrating.
See, nuclear must not pay well.
Yeah.
Probably what it is.
I just can't imagine. Oh, speaking of gas prices, did y'all hear George Takei?
Yes. I wanted to talk about him today. Dude.
He said the American citizens need to hold out and should be okay with spending more money on gas and inflation if it tightens the strings on Putin, whatever he said.
Like patriotic or some stupid shit like that.
Yeah. That motherfucker's worth like $14 million.
That guy's an idiot. He also talked about distribution of wealth like a couple years ago.
So yeah, let's take it down from the top. You going to help me out, George?
No.
He's not. Because I'm a Trump supporter for one. But
he's a big dumb idiot.
I just think that's so...
Most of them are. And we're still buying... Like this is exactly what I'm talking about. Like we're still buying fuel from Russia... But yet we're going to yell at people and bitch at people who buy like Russian vodka or...
Again, I'm not smart enough to know why we're still buying...
The celebrities are calling out all these companies that are still doing business with Russia. Oh, our government is still doing business with Russia.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I don't understand. And a vodka company isn't the Russian government. It's some guy making fucking potato vodka.
I did see something that was badass, dude. On like the one time I actually saw the news and I was like, hell yeah. I think it's some Ukrainian vodka company. They've stopped making vodka and now are just strictly making Molotov cocktails. I was like, hell yeah, that's awesome.
Way to go.
I'm just not smart enough to understand why gas prices are going up while we still have... I mean, if we're buying the fucking oil, like we...
Yeah, and it's coming out of Russia. It's not like Ukraine's invading Russia. Nothing's going on in Russia.
Yeah.
It's supply and demand,
right? Except for Putin has invaded Russia.
The Russians are using... Yeah, that's right. Like, the Russians are greatly using a bunch of their supply. Everyone in Europe...
So, you're saying that they are increasing their prices because they have to use it more?
Thus, that increases prices on us?
That's right.
Okay, again, I, like I said, I just wasn't smart enough to make that connection.
Yeah.
But that's... It's obvious, but god dang. So let's just bring it back here. How was gas $1.20 or whatever a gallon, $1.40 a gallon in 2020?
So a bunch of different reasons. One, we were drilling offshore.
Uh-huh.
We were allowed to do that. Uh-huh. Two, Trump had opened up our national parks to drilling.
Right.
And that was something that the environmentalists threw a big stink about.
Hippies didn't like that.
The pipeline got shut down.
Yeah.
Which is a big... The Keystone Pipeline was a big deal.
Right.
Which it was. But that wasn't really... There was no really effect to that because the pipeline wasn't done.
Right.
So the Keystone was a process towards... Oh, my God, dude. We would probably be paying around a buck.
Oh, my God.
And that's just my... I have no evidence to support that.
In Texas, we're paying $4 a gallon.
I saw six somewhere. I don't know where he was. It was a...
California.
It was a joke about how he wanted to... His wife wanted to take him somewhere expensive.
Mm-hmm.
So he blindfolded her and went to the gas station.
Took her to the gas station. Yeah.
And he was looking at the gas prices. It was a real thing. It was... The top was like six something a gallon. I was like, fuck.
It's crazy, dude. This is the... I know at one time, back in like 2008, it had gotten up there pretty high, around 335.
Who was president?
I remember. Wasn't it
that end of Bush, early Obama?
Barrick? Mm. Barrick is his
Barrick,
name?
Yeah.
Barry?
Barry.
I remember paying, I feel like close to $5 at one point. That's what I feel like. Because I was in my
old Dodge. Got that high.
I was in my old Dodge, and it took me, maybe it was four, because it was still a 26-gallon tank. And, you know, it took me $110 to fill up. And I was in fucking, we had just left high school, bro.
Yeah, it was right around that time. Yeah, I was like, damn, looks like I'm not going
I might have just gone to an expensive ever. Gas station. Yeah, for real. But.
Yeah. My wife and I are getting ready to drive to Colorado next week.
Really?
I'm like, are we sure we want to do this?
Where are y'all going for?
Yeah, just visit some family. Going up to Steamboat and then skiing in Breckenridge.
Going on the weekend?
Going to break, bro.
Weekend. We're going for like 7 days. Oh, so I'll miss next
weekend.
Yeah,
you're going to miss. Yep.
Going to Breck.
Breck, bro. Hit the slopes, man.
Hit the slopes and Breck, bro.
Bro, I just...
Fresh pal.
I want to go on vacation. I really do.
I'm too poor, though.
I don't have any money.
I am, too. I don't know how the hell we're going to afford it.
I bought old girl here.
Old girl.
Yes, sir. Yeah.
I'm going to shoot it.
Don't. He's talking about my brand new, really, really expensive PC. And I will be heartbroken. I'll take a bullet for this thing.
I will do it.
Mostly because I might as well kill myself if it gets shot.
Oh, man.
I saw the Batman last night.
Oh, really? How was it?
No spoilers. Spoiler free here. You know how Heath Ledger's Joker was the best?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And it doesn't take anything away from Joaquin Phoenix because it was a completely different story. It's a completely different Joker. And Joaquin Phoenix was like, whoa, shit, this is fucking badass. But there's just something about Heath Ledger where you're like, he's better.
That's the Joker.
Yeah, that's the Joker.
Mm-hmm.
That is Robert Pattinson's Batman.
No way.
He's
really?
The best Batman I've ever seen.
No kidding.
Best one.
Ooh.
He's not the best Bruce Wayne. I still think Ben Affleck is the best Bruce
right.
Wayne.
Right.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay, I see what you're saying here.
But it's year two Batman, and he's in this mindset of he is Batman, even when he's Bruce Wayne. Like, he doesn't want to be Bruce. I know where they're going to head with that. You know, Alfred in the comics teaches Bruce, like, hey, man, you got to keep up appearances here.
Yeah, you got to be Bruce, dog.
So I think that's where they're going to go, and I'm excited to see how he acts that part out. But, I mean, as far as Batman goes, He's the best.
Wow.
How many stars out of five?
Five. That was a fantastic
movie. As far as, okay.
Wow.
The only,
that makes me happy.
The only issues I have with the movie are they're nothing story breaking. They're nothing. Again, I really have no issues with the film,
like
the
it.
Movie. There was, I don't know if I should give this away or not, but it's not a spoiler. There's just a part with the Batmobile in the scene and in the movie, and it is one of the best car chase scenes I've ever seen in my life.
Dang, dude.
Not a Batman movie. Not out of the Batman movies. It is one of the, it beats every Fast and Furious, mostly because that's a low bar.
Yeah.
But I mean, the cinematography that went into it. And I think they focused on it being a mystery movie that just so happened to star Batman. It wasn't a Batman movie.
Yeah.
So it was a little slower, but the fight scenes were fucking, I mean, he did a lot of his own stunts too.
Yeah.
And really? It showed. Like, you know, they didn't do like quick cutaways from his face to do, it was a stuntman, you know what I mean? There was no CGI there. I'm sure a lot of the things in there were stuntmen, but he did a lot of his own stunts, and it was
good for him. I respect that.
Really,
I bet he's pumped that he's no longer going to be recognized as
absolutely.
What's his name from Twilight?
Yeah,
now he's the Batman.
It's Jacob and
Edward.
Edward.
That's it. Took me a second.
Yeah.
But yeah, that,
I don't mind a good slow burn though in a movie.
It's exactly what it was.
I like it.
You seen Seven?
Yeah. I like a good slow
huge
burn, man.
Seven vibes. Huge Seven vibes. Such a good movie. There was a. At the very beginning of the movie, he walks out of the shadows. But as he's walking out of the shadows, these thugs are hearing him walking, and you don't see him. You don't see him for a good 20 seconds, but you're hearing his footsteps. And it just gave me tingles all over my body. I was like, and he's just walking slow. They're about to beat up. There's like 15 of them. They're about to beat up this dude. And you're hearing his footsteps. And I'm like, oh my fucking gosh, wow, bro. Yeah, it's a really good movie.
I just need to know one thing. How much time before a woman had a speaking part?
Oh, that's tough.
Did you set your watch as soon as you walked in?
This is important, yeah.
And counted the time before a woman had a speaking part?
I did, but...
that's what's important.
I did, but my phone cut off. It wasn't my fault, Bo.
Get out.
You know what's funny?
Get out.
I think I read that liberal critics aren't liking it because Gotham City reminds them of living in their own city.
Oh.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
That's interesting.
And Gotham was really well shot. It's like the grungiest. It's the best Gotham I've seen in movies.
This movie just hits too close to home.
Yeah.
The producers and the actors, and they need to.
It's funny because
portray the cities as better.
If you're looking at it through a political lens, it's very right leaning if you're thinking about it that way. But really, I'm not. I'm really
we need
not.
To fund the police.
And what's also funny, I'm gonna come back to that. I completely forgot about that. But
oh, we'll get there.
It looks the whole movie feels like it's in the 80s or 90s until you see a piece of tech. The cops are wearing like leather jackets. They've got the old what is it, like 8-point hats, whatever that is. They have gold badges out. I don't know. It just feels very 80s and 90s.
Nice.
Until someone like takes out a cell phone.
This is like you said, this is the beginning of Batman.
Yeah.
Is that kind of
year two?
Gotcha.
That's like the opening line.
Blah.
This is my second year doing this. And you know, they open the movie on the opening scene is not of Batman. And it's, oh dude, it was fucking. The opening scene was one of my favorite opening scenes in movies.
Wow.
Dude, you're getting me all excited, bro.
But when that comes to a close, they, you know, kind of come in on Batman and he's doing a monologue. And monologues don't typically work. It's kind of cheesy, but I don't know. Everything that they did about the movie worked.
I'm excited.
Yeah.
That makes me happy.
And so last question from me. Who's the main villain?
It's Riddler.
Oh, the Riddler? Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I like the guy that plays the Riddler, too.
Paul Dano.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Nice. I mean, he was... Nice.
All right. I'm a Freddie Mercury this the rest of the time.
Little minor technical difficulties over here.
Yeah, Bo's mic just came loose. Oh my god.
And
where's that screw at?
And now we're fucked.
You guys just keep talking. I'm gonna figure this out.
I got it.
Yeah, you got it. There we go.
Hey.
And he's
back.
So the Riddler is, they actually put in a little bit of humor Oh, but nice. It wasn't too much. It was just the right amount. But he's not terrifying like the Joker, but he's fucking crazy. And you're like, mm-hmm. is anybody else watching this? This is fucked up.
I like it. I like it a little crazy.
Yeah, go see it. I highly recommend it.
Good deal.
All right. You want to babysit my kids tonight?
No.
Come on.
Yes, he does.
I really thought about it there for a second. I might, I was thinking about saying yes, but I've got
expensive computer. He's got his
new
kid. We
got to christen this baby.
His new kid.
No, I christened.
His baby.
Like, why is it sticky, Josh?
No, it's not.
Why is it all sticky?
Where?
Oh, I missed that spot.
Missed that. While I was doing my cleaning.
Think things got a little crazy in here?
He's walking, he's like making out with it.
Get out of my room!
That's exactly what happened when I got here. Oh, sorry, man.
I love you so fucking much.
You seen those videos of the kids making out with posters on their wall, like brothers or moms peek in and they hear them blast the music and they're like up on the wall, like making out with posters?
No, I've never seen those.
That's so funny, dude.
Oh, that is funny. That's hilarious. That's hilarious.
What did I say I wanted to circle back? Oh, that the Democrats are now all about funding the police.
Yep. Well, the whole State of the Union was pretty funny. I can't say the whole thing because I didn't watch the whole thing. But I know it was like super fast, and he had to hurry up and finish before his medication wore off.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And he just said a whole bunch of shit that like. So the State of the Union is you're supposed to be talking about where the state of the country, right? Like the state of your presidency thus far.
Right.
He didn't talk about any of that shit.
Yeah.
All he talked about was, I know he mentioned the past
administration.
He didn't directly mention Trump. He was blaming some shit on Trump. And then he says he wants to fund the police and everybody like gives him a standing ovation. It's like, you're the motherfuckers that screaming defund the police.
The reason they got a standing ovation, they gave him a standing ovation is because they knew this was part of the plan. Like, we don't want to defund the police. It's not a good idea, but we're going to act like it is. And now that it's time to come back and fund them, they're really happy about
it. Got midterms coming up. And fucking Pelosi, dude. Oh, my God.
Yeah, she was completely
fixing her fucking dentures the whole time. Standing ovations every 3 seconds.
What was funny about that, I didn't watch it at all. I just saw, highlights. And it was like Kamala was sitting there kind of watching Nancy, waiting for her to clap, and then Kamala would clap.
Yeah,
it was kind of like one of those things where I think she was told, you do what Nancy does, kind of thing. And it was very, very clear.
I agree.
She looked just completely lost up there. And just the thought of somebody telling me, like, hey, you got to do what Nancy does. You go fuck yourself. Yeah. No way, dude.
Like, why were they both doing this?
That was so weird.
Rubbing their knuckles, their fists.
So weird. I'm pretty sure. Like, I don't know if it was fake or not, but I saw one point where Biden was talking about distribution of wealth or something. And I think it was Schumer stood up.
Mm-hmm. And he was by himself?
And he was like, he didn't even clap. Like, he was going to start. He's like looking around to see if everybody else. Is that real?
Yeah, it was great.
Real. Oh, my gosh. I thought like somebody just put that shit in there.
No. Yeah. Like, well, Nancy did it too. Biden was talking about the. Something about veterans and burn pits and stuff like that. I don't remember exactly what it was.
Yeah, that's when she stood up.
But she stood up to get ready to clap and was like, I don't think that's really a standing ovation moment, Nance. Yeah. Like, he hasn't gotten to the point where he's like, we're going to give fun or, figure out a way to stop it. He was just talking about the horrible things and she's back there smiling, like all giddy. Like, she was happy that veterans were going through hell.
Yeah. And he wants everybody to think that his son died in Iraq, which he did not.
He did not. He absolutely did not. Many years after.
Yes. Could it have been from the burn piles? Maybe. I highly doubt that he was anywhere near a fucking burn pile.
No, dude.
Highly doubt it.
He's some kind of officer. There's no way he was near that.
I feel like he would have been on crack as well. Is that a hot take?
Maybe he was like the somewhat sane child. Maybe not sane.
I'm not buying it.
But more normal.
I think they're all fucked up.
Probably.
It's possible.
Yeah. I venture to say that Biden was a
peeping toucher. They suffer from affluenza. Yeah.
Affluenza, yeah.
To have affluenza and just talk about privilege.
Yeah.
Whew. Man.
Telling you.
Whack.
They need to check it. They need to check their privilege.
There was a part in the Batman where Catwoman said, white privilege assholes. And I was like, oh, fuck, we could have left that out. It was literally one sentence in the movie where it was like,
that's where you got to.
We got to get you one little stick in there.
4.9.
Right? Yeah, 4.9. I'll go back. Yeah.
They got it. They got it. They have to do that now. What, they absolutely have to.
Of course.
What gets me is how the left votership sees the fund the police now. What do you say? What do you have to say about that?
Well, the squad came after him.
The squad.
The AOCs and the Ilhan Omars and all those psychos.
I didn't see that.
And what was that? What's that bitch from Georgia? Stacey Abrams.
Stacey Abrams.
They were all talking shit.
Miss America.
About funding the police. They came out and said some shit. I can't quote them, but they basically were saying that he was wrong about it.
Wow.
That's not what our constituents is on their fucking horse face.
You know, I saw a video of a guy who dug up these two ballots from like 200 years ago or some shit like that. And the Republican Party had the elephant on it and said, its tagline said, for America, vote for America, or mm-hmm. something like that. And then the Democrat had the donkey on there and it said, vote for not white supremacy, but it was something along those racist lines.
Right,
and
I just really thought,
wow, that's funny. Because again, parties didn't switch at all, but nope. that's not even a part of, that's not in history books at all. I didn't learn that in high school and I didn't really go to college, but.
Because there was no switch.
Yeah, no switch. No switch at all.
One person switched.
NATO, or the United States, gave the nod to NATO today to provide fighter jets to Ukraine. That's a pretty big development in the conflict over there.
That's so neat.
Wow, neat.
Yeah.
I'm happy that we're probably going to get involved.
I think, yeah. Yeah.
We're going to put that in the pros column?
Yeah, war, man.
War.
War. We won't go to war again.
It's insane, man. Again. It's not just us. It's the whole fucking European Union that is supplying both sides of the war because they're buying oil from Russia, too. Like,
I love war.
It's fun.
As a Democrat, yeah. I love war.
But I don't like to admit it out loud.
But you know what I really like my wars to be more inclusive.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, where are all the...
So I think we need to go to war with everybody.
Yeah, to not leave anybody out.
Don't leave anybody out. Mm-hmm.
I think I saw that Russia is not... transgender women are still having to fight.
Oh, in Ukraine?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's the second part of this war.
The transgenders?
Yeah. So they're stuck. They're not allowed to leave Ukraine because on their license, it shows their true biological identity of being a man.
Yeah,
and so they're not letting them.
That was it.
Not letting them leave, and they're real sad about having to defend their country.
LGBT equality for Ukraine.
Well, yeah. Either way, if I was Ukraine, I'd be like, no, all y'all got to fight.
Yeah, yeah, for
you
sure.
Want equality?
Yeah,
every single one of y'all, well, except for the Chirins.
That's what I get.
The Chirin.
Like,
the mamas and the childrens can leave.
There ain't no place like America, and they don't have the same. I can't believe that even was a story. You know what I mean? Like,
oh, yeah.
It was a specific ID that I saw, and this person was upset that the Ukraine government was making them
what
stay
the fuck?
Yeah, but this ain't America. You're not in America, bro.
Yeah.
You can't have those first world problems. And to think that there are people here who have these fucking inflated ideas of the way the rest of the world is.
Yeah.
Compared to the United States, it's just you're sheltered. You are privileged. You're a fucking American.
I'm gonna get fucking pissed. Again, I say you won the lottery.
Yeah, you win the lottery every fucking morning you wake up.
Yep.
It's weird. You know, a lot of this I've been seeing all the refugees leaving Ukraine, and I see a bunch of men, fighting age men, with them. Like, how did y'all get out? You're supposed to
I've
be
seen
staying.
That too.
You know, it doesn't. It's another. Nothing about this adds up for me. Personally, but that was, you know, I keep seeing that. I'm like, okay, I thought that like a week ago, Zelensky said, if you're between the ages of 18 and 60, you are legally obligated to stay in the country and fight.
If I was 60 and older, I'd stay. If I, what?
Man, no, I'm old. But imagine like a normal 60-year-old.
No, I know what you're saying, but I'm just saying, like, what do you got to lose, man?
Old
you're
pops
old.
Out there.
Old pop pop. Hey, man. Pop pop out there with his AK. Shooting in the sky.
Let me show you a thing or two, son.
Back in my day.
Hold we didn't have AK-47s. Yeah, we didn't have AK-47.
Actually, they probably did have AKs, but
he's
yeah,
out
whatever.
There with just a fucking pearl snap shirt and some
yeah
denim jeans.
A track suit is what I'm thinking.
-10 degrees.
Here we go.
What was the deal that they impeached Trump off of? Wasn't
what
it
just was a, the deal?
What's the deal?
It was a phone call, wasn't it?
Phone call with Zelensky, wasn't it?
No, I don't think it was Zelensky.
Was it the Squid Pro Row?
It was
Squid what?
Squid Pro Quo.
What is Squid
That's
Pro?
That's from Wayne's World.
Oh, bro, it's been years since I've seen that.
Yes, Squid Pro Row.
Great movie. Anyway, Trump had called and just congratulated the new... Maybe it was
Zelensky. It was Zelensky because Zelensky jailed his opponent. He had his presidential opponent imprisoned.
Yeah. Let's not talk...
We're heading there.
Everybody's talking about how great of a guy Zelensky is. Dude, he's kind of on par with Vladimir Putin.
They're all corrupt. Every one of them.
Yeah. You know?
They're all corrupt. It, like, you look at... Okay. So this is kind of a theory. Right, and I think we've touched on it. It has to do with Burisma, right?
Mm-hmm.
Which I don't know. A company out of
Ukraine.
Where? Ukraine. Mm-hmm. So
Ukraine.
So I think it was Iran didn't want the pipeline going through Iran, right?
Okay.
And Afghanistan had said something about like we'll let the pipeline come through Afghanistan if we have we need more military equipment and all this other stuff. Then all of a sudden, look who leaves. All the military equipment there.
Yeah.
And now that pipeline that's owned by Burisma is going through Afghanistan.
10% for the big guy.
They shut that Keystone pipeline down because this one...
this one's safer?
The one over there is more green.
Yes.
I don't know how or why, but clearly it is.
There's also a big pipeline going from Russia to China.
Mm-hmm. That's the Belt and Road Initiative
that
China has going on.
No,
is
they're
anyone
not,
paying attention to
Trump's
this?
A big fat doo-doo head?
Yeah,
on he's Twitter, a meanie. He's that big fat doo-doo head on Twitter.
What was the Netflix movie? Don't Look Up.
Yeah,
this is like a perfect scenario for that.
Doubt.
Yeah,
just watch. Just pay attention to the war, people.
Keep your head down. Don't pay attention.
Don't
Biden
worry.
Has nothing to do with Burisma.
Yeah,
it's not even really Ukraine's even. Because I stand with Ukraine.
Imagine thinking that Biden wasn't corrupt after seeing that video of him literally quid pro quoing. Ukraine.
Yes.
Yeah. That is the definition. And it was, that's what they impeached Trump for.
Different.
That's what they impeached Trump for, Democrat Bo.
It's just, it's different.
Demo Bo.
My name's Sebastian right now. I don't know why Sebastian, but it's Sebastian.
Liberal Sebastian.
Oh,
what my liberal name would be?
Probably Darren.
Darren.
Darren could go both ways. I know some. Redneck Darren's.
I do go both
too.
Ways. I'm a polymorphic. Polymorphic amateur porn star.
With myself
and so.
And don't you dare slut shame me.
There is no such thing as sluts now, Bo.
Yeah.
That's why you can't shame them. Wait.
I know.
That's acknowledging that they are.
Watch out.
Ah!
Watch out. You watch your fucking mouth.
I can't
believe
it. Get out of here, Sebastian.
You nearly said
he's
that.
He's gone.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
What about Chase? Chase Lee. What would your Democrat name be? Your liberal name?
Oh, man. Probably like...
Stacy.
Stacy would be a good one. No, it had to be. Hang on, let me think here. Got to think of one of these like crazy celebrities. What they name their kids?
North
Apple or North?
North.
No, South. Rather be named. No, that's too. That's too
you racist? Yeah. What are you racist?
Right. Or
South. Fucking bigot.
Maybe
all those red
Isaiah.
States. All those red states are in the South.
Isaiah.
That's kind of that's biblical though. With
that
the,
is. Yeah, that
person.
doesn't work.
Jarrett.
Jarrett. That's a good one.
It's kind of black, but ooh,
is it? I feel like it's a white name.
Nah,
I don't know. Real close to Jared.
There's no such thing as white names anymore.
Yeah,
you can't call it.
Well, we don't have culture, so it doesn't matter.
No,
we don't. You know what's funny to me? Stop me if this is too racist. But
stop.
How does a mother look at their son and say, "This is my son, Ray Ray, Ray Ray,
Ray Ray"?
How's that cultural? How's that African ancestry? I don't understand.
I don't know.
There's a defensive lineman or a linebacker that just got signed by Nebraska. His name is literally on his birth certificate is the coldest.
That might be my new favorite.
That's not. That is just a pun.
The coldest.
I mean, the coldest. Apparently
he's badass, so he is the coldest.
Yeah.
To ever play.
You know that scene on The Office where Michael's talking to Idris Elba? Fuck, what? Charles Minor?
Mm-hmm.
He said, you have a wife name? Where did you what company did you work for before this? And he says, Sadakoi Steel. He's talking about the company that he worked for. And Michael said, African culture is so rich. What a beautiful name.
Yeah. Have a rich history of unique names or something like that.
I worked at a company called Sadakoi Steel.
Also, like,
you're not from paper?
Yeah. What were they doing the cultural thing with all the cultures on there?
That's season one, bro.
Where,
yeah.
Oscar walks in and he's like, oh, it's easy. No, yeah. And Oscar's like, that's racist. He's like, no, it's not.
Yeah.
Oh, it's easy, senor.
And then he gets in Kelly's face.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Even, you know, even back then, like, I think people
so
know.
So uncomfortable, man.
The whole shtick about that, the whole bit is like, people already know not to do that.
Right. He's a big, dumb idiot. That's the
Michael's
point.
Like, you know, doing it. He's an idiot, so he doesn't understand social cues, and he doesn't understand that everyone already knows this stuff, and he thinks he's being a hero.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And that's fucking liberals. Like, we know. No one's racist. You're overinflating it. There's no demand, but you're trying to... or there's no supply, whatever it is. You're trying to demand it. I don't fucking know.
Well, and for the white liberal to sit there and say that the black community isn't smart enough to get voter IDs... Mm-hmm. That's extremely racist.
They don't know where the DMV is.
They don't know how to use phones.
They can't afford the internet.
Yeah.
These are things.
And even
that
if
they
could, they really don't know how to use it.
Yeah, they don't know how to get onto the DMV website.
It's crazy, man. That's fucking racist as shit.
Who did that? Was it Campus Reform or was it...
Campus Reform or The Daily Wire, one of the two.
Yeah, one of them went out into the...
It was like Harlem or
Harlem,
something.
Or the Bronx. And
I think it was both, actually.
Well, I think they went to a college campus first.
Yes.
And they were just asking white people. And I remember one of them was an English dude. And he was saying that they, you know, they don't know where the DMV is. I don't know how to, I can't do a British accent. But I just like, what? And then they don't have ID.
Mm-hmm.
And then
they
he goes and asks.
They can't afford it or something like that.
They can't afford it. They can't afford the internet. And then he goes and asks a bunch of black people. I think it was Harlem. And they were like, he was like, do you carry ID with you? And they were like, yeah, always.
One of them was like, I don't know one person that doesn't have an ID.
Do you know where the DMV is? And they all answer the same because they're in the same area.
They said, do you know how to use a computer? And they all pull out their phones.
Their fucking phones. Does it have internet? Yes, motherfucker.
Those black voters are still going to vote for that liberal white person that says all these
because
things.
Because they got them brainwashed.
It's crazy, man.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
And
go ahead.
I wonder if they told those black people, you know, these, I'm sure they said these people said that, but I mean, how do you start to convince a whole group of people? Because, you know, I don't want to throw anyone into the same category, but I'd say... What's more than 70% of black people are liberal?
I'd probably say more than that.
I think the last election, it was like 86% to 88% voted Democrat.
Yeah. And to see that and to see every person that you've voted for has done absolutely nothing for you and to keep voting for them, they've really got, I think it started a long time ago because now they're just being taught this by their family.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Being taught
it is cultural.
The talk is parents telling their kids not to trust the police, and and that's, you know, the police are kind of conservative in their values and things like that. So you naturally go against that as a child who just heard a story about your mom and dad who got put on the ground by the police by that one corrupt police officer, you know, that pulled him over for nothing, and. Again, you can't say that all black people are liberals or all black people are thieves or whatever.
And right.
Because that is racist in one, but that's what social justice warriors want to do. They want to create groups around people and form justice for them, but without realizing it, they're being fucking racist, saying that black people can't afford the internet.
Or saying, like, black people deserve their very own barracks. Not barracks, dorm rooms.
Or
all to themselves where white people can't go. Like,
to
that's
say that,
called segregation.
Yeah,
people.
That too. To say that, what is affirmative action? That you need a leg up on the competition because you can't do as good as the white guy? That's fucking racist, bro.
It is.
But they'll happily take that.
Well, they've been, I mean, really, the black community has been disenfranchised for a long time from the left. From the left. It's, and the the right has this huge opportunity to mm-hmm. really step in and do something good for them. But I think that the right is just, I don't know if they're afraid or what, but it's, I mean, Trump, I think he did best he could, but I'm not just talking about the president here. It's everywhere.
I think that's the thing is most people, most black people that meet the white guilt liberal are like, who the fuck is this?
I agree
right.
with that, yeah.
Get out of here, like, man.
What are you doing, man?
And they don't know their, now, I guess you could guess at that point, their political leaning. But the other white people that aren't that way blatantly or anything like that, they just have normal relationships with, and they don't talk about fucking politics mm-hmm. or anything like that. And then when it comes down, maybe they do have the conversation one day. They defriend them because they learn that they're a conservative.
Right.
It's crazy.
It's insane.
That's crazy. Like I said, I have friends that are Democrats.
Yeah.
But once I realized that, I wasn't like, well, fuck you. Don't ever talk to me again.
If you're not with us, you're against us.
That's crazy, dude. And that's divide and conquer. And the liberals have gotten way out ahead of all of the black conservatives that are now coming out and speaking and running for office. I mean, look what they did to Larry Elder. I mean, as soon as he came out and said he was running for governor, they're like, oh, he's the black face of white supremacy. Yeah. It's like, what does that even fucking mean? What are you talking about?
Linguistic gymnastics to
but it works.
Get their point across. And I think
it's insane to me.
I've said this before, and I think it's because Democrats kind of own that society sector of voting, because I know a lot of people who are conservative with their money, mm-hmm. but they're liberal in their socially values.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because I think I'm that way too. Like, I don't give a fuck who you date. Even with my Christian values, like, I will sit down and talk to you and try to save you, but mm-hmm. if your mind's made up, if you're already married, and like, I'm not gonna hate you for that.
No. Yeah.
So that kind of makes me liberal in my social values. But I think it's just, it greases up society better. Like, we work better if no one gives a fuck what the other person's doing. But when you flip that coin around, those people who you're giving the benefit of the doubt to, who want that vote to be able to marry whoever they want, don't give it back to you. Whenever we're talking about mask mandates and vaccine mandates and voting for whoever you want to vote for.
And it's now, it's become on the left, you're taboo if you're a straight white male.
Yeah.
Like, that's, you're the enemy.
Yes. And you can't be racist against straight white men because...
And I guess unless... If you're a straight white dude, you have to wear like an equality shirt or a shirt with a black fist or a Che Guevara shirt or some shit
because
like that.
Because if you don't
and
stand
openly
with him,
say, I'm an ally.
Yeah.
Like, what the fuck does that even mean?
Because if you don't stand with
anybody. Him, so you still see all these equality stickers and all these marches for equality and all these other things. What does the homosexual community not get?
And what haven't they gotten for 30 years?
What can I get that they can't is my question.
Minus marriage.
They can't have their cakes made for their weddings.
But that's a private business. Just like a private business right now, if they still want to keep these mask mandates up, they can.
Imagine.
And I can choose not to go there.
Exactly.
Like going to a gay cake baker and they're like, oh, I only do gay weddings.
What'd you just say to me?
Suing them.
Yeah, it's crazy.
It would never fly.
No, of course it wouldn't.
But no, not at all. I just... Like, that coming from someone who wants to live their life their own way isn't letting someone live their life their own way. Just don't fucking shop there, bro. Tell all your gay friends not to shop there.
Right.
I don't care. Right. And if they fail, they were probably predominantly in a gay neighborhood if they fail. But they're probably not going to. You just need to take your business elsewhere.
Mm-hmm.
Fuck off. Like, let people do what they're going to do. And I think that's the overarching point of what Republicans want.
Right.
Let the market speak for itself, right? We talk about that all the time.
Yes.
Well, and the weird thing also is I think it's like a right issue. So if like if we watch a TV show that is super woke, you know, it's just like eye rolling, cringy, just super liberal.
Yeah.
I'm just not going to watch it.
Yeah.
I'm not going to get on. Well, I don't have social media, but if I had it, I'm not going to get on there and be like, boycott this, me.
Right.
But they do that. They own cancel culture. And I don't know what the answer to that is. I don't know how to fight that. And do you meet violence with violence at this point? Violence is the wrong word, like, yeah.
Yeah, I got
it. Do we start canceling?
Because I think we do, but I think we do it in the right way, because if we see a rhino, we call them out and we don't vote for them.
Yeah.
And I don't, it's just my personal choice, and you could look into all these other companies that I do buy from. They probably got something wrong with them, but I don't buy Nike. anymore.
Yeah, I don't like my, Nike product anyway.
Yeah.
That's my personal choice. I don't agree with anything that they say. Same thing. Adidas does all that crap. All the major companies do that. Like, I feel like I'm running out of shit to buy.
My dad doesn't buy Ben and Jerry's. And
I don't buy Ben and Jerry's either.
I didn't know about Ben and Jerry being so fucking liberal.
Oh, yeah.
But
they think we should completely abolish police.
I can't not buy their ice cream, bro. That's just
You a Ben and Jerry fan?
I love Ben and Jerry's.
Oh, man. It's just mediocre at best, in my opinion.
Wow.
I'm out on Ben and Jerry's.
Bluebell. I love, don't
get Creamy Creations from H-E-B.
Creamy Creations is legit, dude.
Love some Creamy Creations.
What's H-E-B's other brand? Not Creamy Creations. That's like their normal, everyday, this is vanilla, this is chocolate. They've got another one like Ben and Jerry's where they try a bunch of different things out. They have a
Does banana. It come in like the little pint like Ben and Jerry's?
Yeah, it's pints.
It does?
They have a banana s'mores.
Oh, wow.
I've seen that.
That's that, and they have a...
They have a raspberry truffle. That's Creamy Creations, though. It's like a raspberry truffle... Dude, oh they my have god, it's so good.
A blueberry cobbler or blueberry something. It's the
man.
Try those out.
They're good.
Incredible.
I mean, my current level of body composition is built for eating ice cream.
Yeah, right? So you're going to go right after this.
I'm going to go run over, grab a couple pints.
One thing that I
like. Go home and cry on the couch while I'm eating my Creamy Creations.
This is so good.
Such a piece of shit. But I love it.
I actually know a girl who works in that department, the HEB ice cream department. And I told her one night, I got banana s'mores, and they used to put a lot of the graham cracker swirl. That graham cracker swirl is phenomenal. Like, it's sugary. It's got the right texture.
Yeah.
It's not just graham cracker pieces. Like, it's a swirl. And
I'm going to need her name and contact information.
I told her, like, I got one, and I was drunk one night, and I was so excited to eat this thing. Mm-hmm. Opened it up, ate the whole thing. There was a couple little spots, but I was disappointed. And
they, like, reduced the grip.
Yeah. Ugh. I told her, I was like, hey, I don't know.
Hate when they do that.
I told her while I was drunk. I was like, hey, I don't know if y'all are backing off on that, but you should probably tell them it's not a good idea. And she was like, no, you probably just got to, you know, into the vat.
Oh, gotcha.
Batch.
So did she like actually work at the Creamy Creations?
I think she made an actual flavor that I love.
Wow.
Yeah, but she's in the R&D department.
Wow.
Yeah.
She's a hero.
Yeah. Keep it up.
Yeah, that's right. Well, if we're talking about food real quick, Friday night, we got together with our neighbors. We kind of do this every few weeks. One of the guys got one of those Traeger smokers.
Okay.
And we'd done this before, but I don't know why. Maybe we just got it down. In the smoker, he bought this little pizza oven, and we smoked pizzas.
Really?
And a smoked pizza.
That sounds amazing.
Is mind-blowing.
What was the wood? What was the flavor?
I think he just had an oak.
Okay.
And the oak pellets, you know?
Yeah.
Oh, that sounds so good.
You know, laid out a bunch smoked of pizza. Bunch of toppings, you know, you build your own pizza, throw it in the smoker. Ooh, man.
Nice.
I'm telling you. There's a whole thing out there that's, I feel the same way.
I'm mad that I can't experience that.
Dude, man, we'll have to do it. I'm going to get a smoker one of these days. I'm not getting a Traeger, but we'll smoke some pizzas.
Isn't that the big barrel?
They're big. They're just I like to refer to them as an easy bake oven.
Okay.
There's not really a lot of work that goes into them, which is cool.
Set it and forget it.
It's really pink.
It's pink.
Yeah, you know. Comes with a little recipe book.
Yeah.
I'm more of a offset smoker kind of guy.
Hell yeah, like a man.
Some people like the Traegers, and that's okay.
That's so... there's so many niche things.
So many.
It's so funny to hear that offset is the man way.
Yeah. I would get a Traeger, but... I have a wiener.
That's right. Big old floppy cock.
That's right.
That's funny.
Smoke like a man.
I don't care. I just like smoked meats
things. I bet you do. How about when it comes to old chewing tobacco there? What's the man way of that? Chaw?
No.
Yeah, I use pouches, so I can't really talk there.
That's not a pouch.
Snuff. Yeah, it is.
That's a container.
The tobacco was in a pouch.
I see.
What are they called? The sacks?
The sack. I got sack in my lip all the time.
You pack those yourself?
No, have you seen them?
Copenhagen.
I've seen the pack. Yeah, they're called packs. Pack? Yeah. They're okay. The flavor is like a little different.
Man, and I just grab the tobacco and put it between my cheek and gum.
Is that the man way?
Yeah.
That's the man way.
Okay. Yeah. So what is this?
This is like the
little boy or
little boy.
Little girl.
The frat daddy.
Yeah. I like to say it's because I was in the Air Force.
I don't want it in my teeth, Brock.
I wasn't allowed to have tobacco. All right,
Zach. You got any pouches, his bro? Name is
Chase.
No, that's a good frat
name. That is
name.
A frat name, man.
Man, I got to buy me a log before I go to Brack. It's really expensive up there.
Cool, Chase.
Exactly. I mean, I don't mind the real tobacco way. I just prefer the pouches, man.
Oh, wow.
Tastes good.
And I would say that this is the man way of doing a computer.
Yeah.
Just take it in. You want to take
it? I mean, it's...
You want to touch it?
You want to touch the top here?
Touch it. Just touch it.
That was sticky.
Yeah, don't do that.
Don't touch it.
Don't touch it.
Get your pen and your paper and write things down. My wife always says that every time Chase brings something up, me and you go off on like tangents for like 20 minutes.
I could probably think of something here if you guys want to go.
Something serious or like go off on like
Klaus.
Klaus Schwab. There we go. Hit it, boys.
That fucker.
Santa Claus. Santa Claus.
The good old World Economic Forum, man.
Klaus. He did say that basically coronavirus is like a trial run for the computer virus that's coming in the last World Economic Forum.
You notice?
Just be prepared for the new computer virus, yeah? It's going to be much better.
For real?
Yeah, for real.
I just bought this thing.
Well, you wasted your money because now it's going to start getting sick.
Klaus is coming
for you. I'm
going
to Klaus to get my fucking money.
Yeah. Good.
You hear that, Klaus? America. Come here, we're coming Klaus. For you.
So. Dude, you'll notice you don't ever hear World Economic Forum in the news. They don't ever mention it by name.
Right.
It's the Davos.
The Davos? Mm.
Davos Group. Davos. I think that's how you say it. Or DeVos. I don't know.
DeVos.
They have a meeting every year. And they don't say it's the World Economic Forum. It's Davos.
Why?
That's a good question, right?
Yeah.
Because they don't want people looking into it.
Exactly.
Interesting.
And there's a lot of, like Zelensky, dude, he's a World Economic Forum guy.
Fantastic.
And I don't know if y'all saw, but George Soros is saying stand for Ukraine.
Oh, yeah, I did see it. I did. I saw Will Witt talk about it.
It makes me struggle. Like, if this motherfucker.
You better put the Ukrainian flag on your fucking Facebook or whatever, or you're a Russian spy.
Yeah. Tattoo it on your forehead.
Yeah. It's a goddamn billboard.
We're all Ukrainians now. Blue and yellow
on the way here. I'm like, guys, we can fucking sit this shit out.
Yeah,
it's fine.
We can stay out.
We got to fight, man.
You have to show your support. That's the thing about...
We don't even know
we're fighting. We haven't been in a war in 2 years.
Yeah,
right? Damn it.
The thing about...
I haven't even been 2 years. It hasn't even been 2 years.
That's the thing about being in the social media age is that you can see everything that's going on across the world. And if you don't have an opinion about something,
you're grounded.
Your silence is violence.
Right. Exactly. Yeah. That's. I think I brought this up last time. Like if we're arguing, if I'm arguing with a liberal, not even arguing, if I just say, I think bananas are my favorite fruit. They're like, oh, really? You fucking hate oranges then?
You hate oranges?
What about grapes, you fucking asshole?
You don't like it? You don't like grapes? This is actually the Black Lives Matter argument.
Is that actually it's reversed of that, Bo?
They say that that's what we say.
Really?
Yeah, they say that because they're saying Black Lives Matter, we're saying all lives matter because we're upset that black lives, you know what I mean? You know what I'm saying?
So how do they, if I say black lives are included in all lives, what do they rebuttal to that?
Like you don't say,
no.
All fruit is my favorite if bananas are your favorite. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
So
gotcha.
That's their argument. But the fallacy is that they're getting people killed. Mm. Black Lives Matter is, you know, hands up, don't shoot was a fake news article. Mm-hmm. And those cops, look at what LeBron said about that cop that shot the girl that was literally swinging a knife at someone.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
You're next.
What he said. Because of Black Lives Matter. I can't wrap my head around
that. I'm not saying that black people don't believe in Black Lives Matter because obviously they do, but like every single vehicle that I see with a Black Lives Matter sticker, it's a white person.
Yeah,
most of the time it's a white female with blue hair. And I'm not exaggerating. No. I'm not making fun. Like I'm being serious.
And that's in Texas, y'all.
Oh, speaking of Texas, y'all see that North Texas shit?
Yeah.
I'm so proud. I'm so proud to be a Texan.
Do you think that those people that were at that thing were actually from Texas, or that they came in from somewhere else?
I think they're from Texas.
Think so?
I think most of them were. I think I know that most people that go to colleges are not out of staters.
Who are most the people talking?
So it was, do you know the guy that goes to all the Dallas city council meetings and makes fun of them? He does the Fauci, give me your ouchie. He was there.
Okay.
And I think
who's the old guy?
I don't know. I'm not real sure who that was. So what we're talking about is the University of North Texas in Denton. They had some conservatives come in, and apparently they were going to talk about transgenders or whatever, the conservative viewpoint or whatever. But God forbid anybody go onto a college campus and have an actual discussion, because it's just so funny to me. And I know we've said this before, but they were all sitting there shutting down free speech, screaming at them that they are fucking fascist. Mm-hmm. Standing up on the table every time this guy tried to speak, calling him a fucking fascist. Being fascist.
He did say he did misgender that person on purpose, and I thought that was so fucking
pretty funny.
That was the one that stood up on the table.
Was it a trans man?
I don't know.
I don't know the
vernacular.
Anyways,
I can't get it straight.
Their fucking mind.
Yeah, their mind. She got up on the table
screaming. Yeah. Just not even saying words.
Yeah.
So is
just literally screaming like a fucking child.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's all there. It's District 63 candidate Jeff Younger. And he was there to talk about how it should be criminalized for gender reassignment surgery for kids. Right? You shouldn't be able to do that to
your child.
Children.
Yes.
And I think that that's a pretty reasonable argument to make. Mm-hmm. If you turn 18 years old and you want to cut your balls off,
I'm probably in the minority here, but I think you should have to wait till you're 25 to do that.
Hey, whatever the age, when you're an adult.
Because that's when your brain is fully developed.
Yeah.
I think that
when you're 25 years old.
But a 7-year-old kid.
It's still astronomical, the amount of people that get sex changes commit suicide.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's not like a small percentage. Like, it's a lot.
Doesn't solve your mental disorder the way you think it does, and the way your parents are telling you.
And to say, and to get angry that we say that you have like some type of mental disorder.
Yeah, I'm not trying to.
It's a chemical imbalance. Like, there's something going on.
Yeah, Republicans aren't trying to cut anyone down when you say that, but I understand the defense mechanism that
arises
as soon as you hear
absolutely.
That. But if you let them explain themselves, like they're kind of fucked up in the head. Especially when you see the numbers of those that have had sex changes that are still, like you just said, committing suicide.
Yeah.
So on the kind of extreme of that, if somebody is outside screaming that aliens are coming, I see aliens in the sky, are you supposed to affirm that for them? Like, yeah, bro, you're right. Aliens are coming.
And they're not there, is what you're saying?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Are you supposed... That's the exact opposite that you're supposed to do, right?
That's mentality. That you're supposed to agree. Yeah, buddy. Yes.
You know what you are? You know what? We are all doomed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then you just walk about your merry way. And I see the merit in that, where it doesn't hurt you to do it, but it does hurt them. And if we continue to... If everyone's doing that, other people will start to be a little bit crazy as well. Like, it's not a good thing.
Well, and like we've mentioned before, they go to these college campuses and they're not told no.
No, yeah.
Not even about anything, not just how they see themselves. They're not told no about anything.
I don't think they've ever been told no.
I have a friend who is at some Wisconsin college, and he said he's in this class and he didn't know how he's going to make it through because this professor's super liberal, and he sent me a picture of one of the books. I can't even remember the title, but I was just like, oh, fuck, this is going to be tough. But he also said that grades are racist, and that he's going to be able, all the students are going to be able to choose their own grade. And I was like, well, you got to sit through it because you're going to be able to get an A+.
That's right. Yeah, man. All you got to do is show up, throw the headphones on, whatever.
And what I was telling my wife, the sad thing about that video from Denton, I told her, I was like, at least out of that group of people, at least 3 or 4 of them are going to be teachers.
Yeah.
Dude, that's a good observation. You're right. And I know that North Texas is liberal. It's a liberal arts school, I believe. So, I mean, you get all those weirdos out there.
Still.
I just think it's funny. It's,
they all look the same, too, in that video. They all
look the same. Well, that's what they're pushing for.
It's very strange.
Men and women are the same.
But don't they get angry when you don't recognize their differences.
And also men who want to be women dress up extremely like the most woman you've ever seen. All the makeup, the biggest tits they've ever seen, the biggest hair, the highest heels, the shortest skirts. So I thought women aren't... I thought women and men were the same, you know what I mean?
They're learning that in Ukraine.
So I... Kind of a legitimate question, but like the whole alphabet, the LGBTQ thing kind of contradicts itself in its own way, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm. How do you mean? So just you that?
L is lesbian, right?
Right.
G is gay.
Gay.
B is bi.
Right.
Which, how can you be bi if there's no genders?
Right. Well, if there's infinity gender, binary refers to only two genders. Right. So you really fucked
bisexual.
That up.
Bisexual. Mm-hmm. But what is queer? Is that...
Dude, I don't... I've been asking this question for years.
Queer, I think, is where they...
And I'm legitimately asking. I have no idea.
I think it's that they have inclination and they're exploring that part of themselves is what I think.
But it's not... So they're not...
They're not fully gay? Lesbian. They're not fully gay. They're not fully
bi. So they're
bi.
They're not fully bi. They're not.
I think it's a state. I could be completely wrong.
I've asked several gay guys, like, hey, man, what's queer?
You know a lot of
gay guys. Like, yeah, no, I do know some gay people, you know. But I'd ask them, like, hey, man, what's queer? And at first they look at me like, what are you talking about? Like, well, you say you're gay. What is queer? Are they the same? And why, like, talking about LGBTQ, what is queer?
Yeah.
And they kind of look at me like, I don't really know.
I don't know. I'm going to have to go to the meeting and ask. Find out
what. I'll get back to you on that. I'm, like, I'm just wondering. I would like to know.
We all have a monthly Zoom call.
Yeah, right. We just tune in. The general consensus is we don't know.
So,
that's a good point, man. Especially with bi.
I really think that
I can't take credit. I heard somebody else say that.
No way, dude. I'm giving you all the credit.
I think the that kind of plays into the Matt Walsh interview where he's talking about transgender is that the transgender movement is reaffirming gender norms.
It is, absolutely.
But that's everything that feminism and the LGBT movement is trying to fight against. But whenever you look at a dude that's trying to transition to a woman, like I just said, or a female that's trying to transition to the man, the first thing she does is cut her hair.
Grow a beard.
Grow a beard. Cut her tits off, which is just abhorrent. It's terrible. Don't do that, ladies.
They don't see themselves as ladies.
They grow a wiener.
Just pops right out.
Take a pill.
That's how you grow there one, it is. Right? I've never had to grow mine. I just think that's so funny that they're reaffirming the gender norms.
Well, I mean, I feel like with all this too, feminism is just gone.
Yeah. But it is. But it's like, what are we on now? Like fifth wave feminism, are winning Woman of the Year and how breaking women's records in sports.
Mm-hmm. You know what's funny is
But then you have the news like, who ran the world? Girls.
Like, girls. Like, that's not a girl, bro. But, that is not a girl.
And that's what I've been saying. We got to get rid of gendered sports.
What's funny is all the female athletes are fucking mad.
They should be.
Silent.
But they can't be because they're liberals.
That's literally what I was about to say.
Yeah.
They're silent because they can't out themselves.
Mm-hmm.
Which is funny because gays got to come out the closet. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
They got to come out. You got to be true to yourself.
That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I didn't edit.
Man, I wish I could go to Ukraine.
The Ukraine?
I really do.
Ukraine, Ohio?
Yeah.
That's Akron, Josh.
That's where this is all happening? It's been Ohio this whole time?
Oh, shit, it is on American soil.
Yeah, we gotta go.
Fucking go help out those...
I seriously think if I didn't have... If I wasn't married and had children, I'd probably try to go.
You'd probably still be in the Army.
Probably.
If you weren't married.
But in the Army, I couldn't go, like, as a citizen.
Yeah.
There's like 16,000 freedom fighters, if you will.
Yeah.
That have volunteered to go over there.
No, I feel like you would have re-enlisted.
I wasn't married when I didn't even know my wife when I was in the military.
I know. Do you understand what I'm saying?
No, I don't.
It's because your mic is coming off and you're not paying attention. Never mind.
You're saying if I was single.
Yeah.
I was single.
No.
Single when I got out.
Josh is trying to rewrite your history, bro. Come on.
I know, exactly. But you would... at some point have re-enlisted. That's what I'm telling you right now.
If I was single?
Yes.
I was single and I had the opportunity to re-enlist.
I think you would have given more time, Bo. Like, what the fuck is wrong with you? If we're talking about
single, I'm lost as shit right now.
We're talking about single, Bo, going through all this shit and not re-enlisting. Not single Bo right after he got out of the fucking military.
Single Bo now.
CS.
Go sign back up.
CS. Fucking read my lips.
Just go check out Save Our Allies. They're going over there.
Who?
The guys who they pulled or still pulling people out of Afghanistan.
Oh, really?
Our allies over there? Yeah, they're in Ukraine now. Yes, they are.
Hey, how's that?
What, as soon as we get a little bit, they're going to cancel us.
Mm-hmm.
We got a little bit. We got a couple $15 donuts.
A little bit more.
How dare you? He didn't mean that, you guys.
How dare you?
Where are you, Greta? The world needs you.
Greta, we need you in Ukraine right now.
Oh.
We need you going up to Vladimir and saying, how dare you?
Greta! How could you leave us in a time of need?
She's off sailing the world.
A sailboat won't go into the waters.
Greta! Like he's got a sword through his chest. Shouting Greta Thunberg. Greta! I needed you. Well, I guess that's a good place to end it. Yeah. Right on Greta Thunberg's face. Mm.
How dare you?
Man.
Right on her face.
Russia is taking her childhood.
How old is she?
I think she's 18 now.
Old enough to know better.
What's her nationality?
Swedish?
Swedish?
It's gotta be Swedish. We said it the same
time. Both said it. Yeah, so even if she's not, she now is.
She is now.
Hurdy, dirty, furdy.
They're flagging, flagging.
So she understands what the Swedish chef is saying.
Oh, 100%. Yeah.
That was her dad.
The hurdy, flurdy.
Muppets.
Oh, Norwegian.
You know, I never
Scandinavians.
Said. Scandinavians. I never said what episode this was. Hey there, hi there, ho there. This has been. This is episode 25 of You Gotta Be Freaking Kidding Me. And we're now at the end, so you gotta listen
again.
Just back from the top.
Start it over.
It's gonna be a loop.
Okay, bye. Mm-hmm.
Stay frosty.